Wednesday, the 23rd of October. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, we're thinking our way slowly this month through the mysteries of the Rosary, and today we're thinking about the glorious mysteries, and we're thinking about a mystery that comes at the beginning of the Book of Acts. Who can tell me what that mystery is? Ah, the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's quite right, the gift of Pentecost. So let's think a little bit about what does Pentecost mean? What happens at Pentecost? Well, who remembers? That's right, the disciples are all gathered in a room in a house, and they hear a wind in the house, sound of a wind in the house. And then they see tongues of flame appearing above the heads of everyone. So the thing I've always liked about this is that they don't see it above their own heads. They only see the presence of the Holy Spirit in other people. And then they go out and they preach, and everyone who hears them preaching in their mother tongue. So South Africa is a place where that would be a very, very useful gift of the Holy Spirit, I must say, that if I could go out and talk to people and they could hear me in isiZulu or in Venda or in Sesotho, that would make my life a lot easier. Unfortunately, I'm very bad at those languages. I'm only useful in English. I'm not a great linguist, but I do know some people who are very good at languages, which is amazing, and it's a real gift. And if you are one of those people who's good at languages, rejoice, because I think it really is a gift of the Holy Spirit, the ability to learn other languages and to speak them to other people. So, I want to come back to this fun idea about the Holy Spirit, the way the Holy Spirit appeared. So they saw the Holy Spirit, but they couldn't see it for themselves. They could only see it for others. When they looked around, they saw the tongues on fire on other people's heads, and other people saw it on their heads. And I think there's something quite important about this that has to do with recognizing the work of the Holy Spirit in us. That actually other people see the work of the Holy Spirit in us better than we see it in ourselves. You may not realize when you're being kind, or when you're being gentle, or when you're being generous, or when you have self-control, or when you bring peace into a room, but other people notice that. And you may think you're doing all of those things and other people don't notice it. And so there's something kind of about like the test of the Holy Spirit, of the fruits of the Holy Spirit in our lives, is if other people see it, if other people see you as a kind person, or they experience a moment of kindness from you, they are the ones who recognize the Holy Spirit at work in you. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't be trying. We all need to be trying to be kind and gentle, to have self-control, to bring peace, to inspire faith, all of those things that are the fruits of the Holy Spirit. We need to be working for them. But we need to also notice that if we hear other people saying, but I don't think you were very kind there, we need to ask the question, oh, I wonder why that was. And you can ask them, what would have been better for me to do? How might have I been more kind? Because other people see us in a clearer way sometimes than we see ourselves. Just as the disciples saw the Holy Spirit in each other, but not in themselves. They couldn't if it was above their head. You can't see what's above your head. So let's pray now. Let's pray that we might have generous hearts to thank people when we do see evidence of the Holy Spirit in their lives, for their kindness, for their generosity, for their peacefulness. And let's pray for open hearts, that if someone says to us, you were kind, we can accept it. Or if they said, it would have been nice if you had been more gentle with that person, we can hear that too as a challenge to be more open to the Holy Spirit. Lord, help us to be generous and open to your Spirit and to one another. We ask this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.